When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, we bask, we do, in the glow of the Birds in a five-game winning streak, a 7-2 squad, and a really, really big game coming up in 2 days we'll start talking about today. Look, a lot on the Eagles. We'll touch on the Flyers. They win last night. Great job by them. Joel tonight. It's a big night. Joel's debut, how he'll be received by the crowd after a tumultuous offseason that spilled into the start of a tumultuous regular season. Look, all of it with you today at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
What's up, glasses face?
Yeah, it's one of those.
Good glasses face over here.
Good nickname.
Specs.
One of those.
What's up,
weeks?
Four eyes.
You really were that guy in high school that would just pick on people.
Well, it's also John's wearing glasses too, which is the funniest part of this.
I'm being ironic.
It's a studio of four eyes, eight eyes in there.
And his hair looks like he
what? Oh, now we're talking about hair?
Do really? Something with
hold
it.
On
you've
a
got
second.
Hair coming out. You're wearing a backwards cap, and you got like pieces of hair coming out the little hole.
And that's
in the front.
Why I'm wearing a cap.
You look ridiculous.
Because I didn't do my hair today. You know,
I can see it.
Well, yeah, I took
wait,
a shower.
There are days when you
bang.
Do your hair.
I never do my hair.
Well, yeah,
just Joe, get up and go.
Nah, well, James, look at your hair. You got nothing to work with. Come on.
I got a lot more hair than you do, buddy. I'm doing fine over here.
Hello.
Whoa. What are we talking about?
What's up, Chad?
Hey. Avocados are poisonous to birds.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. They're poisonous to all birds.
Is there good?
All parts of avocados. There's some substance called persin, which is found in all parts of the plant, including the skin, the pit, everything, the leaves. It can cause heart damage in birds.
That's a shame.
And sudden death.
Yeah, well... Listen, I don't know what correlation. What's better, the avocado or the eagle? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. We had a poll
that's
result.
That's a scary thing to think about, Joe.
It is. So we had a poll result yesterday, and I was
you're trying to imply that Washington's an avocado. Is that
no.
where you're going with this?
Because
I don't like this one bit.
No, not at all. I was just wondering because
could
ultimately,
an avocado kill an eagle?
Because here's the thing: we're trying to figure out how good the Eagles are.
Could
and
an avocado kill an eagle? That's a all right.
So here's the deal.
Stop thinking about
here's the deal. Yesterday, I was very surprised by a poll result on our show. And I want to find out where you stand as we look back to 24 hours ago and a poll result from 20 hours ago at the end of our show when the question was, are the Eagles a legitimate Super Bowl contender? To which 65% of people said yes, but 35%, which is, I mean, we get thousands of votes on these polls, thousands. 35% said no, and I was shocked by that. So let me just tell you where I am, and obviously you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. I do think the Eagles are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Now, I'll be the guy to raise my hand and say, I don't think they're probably that great. I really don't. But I also look around and say, well, who is? Detroit? Maybe. Maybe. Other than that, and I'm talking NFC, obviously. Other than that, what? Who? So, you know, I mean, just if not for any other reason but process of elimination, the Eagles are in the fight. That's number one. Number two, I don't think Detroit's the 85 Bears. Okay? Number three, maybe the Eagles are really good. I mean, if you look at the arrow, it's been pointed out. Now.
Maybe the Eagles are really good.
Maybe, John.
Way to go out on a limb.
Well,
man.
Maybe. I mean, here's
they're really good.
Well, they
what do you need to see for them to prove their worth to
well,
you?
Beat better teams. I mean, obviously the five teams they beat.
They played the teams that are on their schedule, and they've handled them.
They handled
and
a couple of them.
When they stunk, it was back before the bye. It does feel like a different team coming out the other side of that bye. That was week five. We all thought it was way too early. Now it looks like the perfect remedy to our season because we are where we need to be, and we're still doing that thing our coach talks about where we're getting 1% better every single week.
They got, well, hold on, John, they got way more than 1% better. So
okay.
I hate that 1% thing you lean on. They got about 27% better in about 3 weeks. They went from being a team that looked to me to be maybe below average to me to a team that looks like a Super Bowl contender. And I think it's legit. Now, I'll say this. I'm not convinced it's going to stick, but the record alone puts them in the fight. Jalen's playing better. AJ and Saquon give you a hell of a shot for greatness. The defense is a lot better. I believe in the coordinators.
Oh my gosh. The defense is Sirianni. So much better, Joe. The defense we feel great. I mean, we should. You should feel great about where the defense sits right now. It's a return to this, I don't know, a different era where it's linebacker-centric. Linebacker active defense. But that's cool stuff.
It is, but got to see them against real quarterbacks. I mean, this group has been Deshaun Watson, Daniel Jones, Burrow legit, but he had no O-line. Then they faced freaking Jacksonville's bum, whatever that guy's name
Trevor
is.
Lawrence.
He stinks. Then they faced, who they played the other day? Then they faced freaking Cooper Rush. I mean, that is a, that's a joke. But yes, John, I am encouraged by the defense. So, James, let me ask you this. The 35% that said no yesterday, and we'll hear at 215-592-9494, the whys. What's your number one reason, guess-wise, of why people are there so many? Is it Sirianni? Is it Hurts?
I think it's
Sirianni. Is it the schedule that they face?
I think it's three things. I think there are three things that are really sticking out in people's heads. One is Sirianni.
Yep.
I just think that there's going to be a percentage, maybe it's 35%, or whatever, of this Eagles fan base that is just not going to be on him until they win playoff games, I think. You know?
I think much more than 50% of the populace just doesn't want Sirianni to be
the coach. They just don't believe in him, and it is what it is.
They
and they play good, they don't give him credit, they play bad, they blame him, and that's one thing.
And I think he has made some mistakes.
There's reasons for it.
Yeah. No, that's right.
I think two is the schedule. Like they have not seen big-time wins against big-time teams yet. You know, Green Bay was the first game of the season. It was a weird game in Brazil.
It was.
And I think the third thing is it's still hard for people to get over last year. I mean, they were 10-1, and we saw the worst collapse we've ever seen. So sitting here at 7-2, I think there's this sense memory for people where they're like, well, I was just here last year. Like, I thought they were good.
That's interesting.
So I think it's a combination of those two
things. I certainly thought they were better last year at this point than I do now.
We were wondering, though, about a lot of those wins.
But I'm wondering still about these wins just based on who they've played.
This team feels better than that team. This team feels better than last year's.
Boy, not to me.
And I know that, I guess that sounds strange, but then when you dig in and you think about it, all right, well, we actually have active linebackers who make plays.
Right.
Really, the only we have active cornerbacks who make plays.
Well,
we have active safeties who are now making more plays. The only thing we don't have is what we had in overabundance the year that we went to the Super Bowl most recently, and that was sack from D-line.
I was thinking you were going to say D-line.
Sack from D-line.
Yeah.
We're deficient.
You know what this team
but
has,
But we
though?
Make up for it in other ways, and it's exciting.
Can I give you a way?
Yeah.
Saquon.
Well, I was only talking defense. Of course, everything starts with Saquon.
He might be the
team.
MVP of the whole league.
Everything starts with Saquon, and then our offense goes from there. It really is. How would you describe it? I would describe our team, old school, tough linebacker, active scheme on defense, and then offensive rushing attack that melts your face while bruises your backbone, and then Lamborghinis through the air. It's offensive attack that bruises you. I mean, beats you up. But then every once in a while, you know Saquon's going to go and just make magic happen. He's going to turn something that was not there into, like you said in this most recent game, a 20-yard gain down to the 1-yard line. Should not have existed.
I thought it was one of the best plays of the season,
spins,
John. I really did.
Cuts, jukes, the power, the finish, all of it. It's just so illogical the way Saquon Barkley plays. And he and his strengths and all of that skill, that's where our offense begins. And by the way, the Commies still have a tight end named Colson Yankoff.
Yep.
We are so much better than that Commanders team. But I have to see us beat this Commanders team in order to think we're a good team that's going to go far in the postseason.
Well, this game,
I have to see us beat another good team.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like Green Bay Packers are good, I guess. I mean, I don't. That whole strength of schedule idea, I do agree. I want to see better teams beaten by us. I love that we've beaten up on the bad teams, but let's see us beat up on a good team,
well,
too.
I agree. Like, here's the thing about a poll question like this from yesterday. And again, you can weigh in 215-592-9494. I mean, we'll ask you today, do you think the Eagles are a legit Super Bowl contender? Why?
Yes.
Or why not? And if you're in the no category, what holds you back? What combination of things hold you back? Look, here's what I know pretty confident, I'm confident about. If the Eagles were to win this game against Washington, and we do the same poll next week, the poll result would be at least 80%, maybe as high as 90%. Like, yeah, Super Bowl contender. If they beat Washington and they're 8-2, then, like, on board, baby. But if they lose this game, the poll result would be less than 50%, clearly. If they lose to Washington, people are like, I know it. I like them, but they're not that good. They're going to probably make the playoffs, but they're not that good.
Well, you could also say that Washington team might be the best in the NFC then.
Well, you can also say the Washington team. Here's the other problem, though. Even if the Eagles beat them, you can also say, how good really is Washington?
You could say that, but you could say the flip, too.
You could.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why this is...
No one knows this NFC. Right now, Detroit is supposed to be the powerhouse. I am told by everyone, oh... Everything runs through Detroit.
Yeah.
They're not a pushover like they have been. I guess, but if it's us against the Lions,
I know.
Does that really feel that intimidating?
No, it doesn't.
I've seen them do amazing and creative things on offense, yep. Which is great. And their defense, they're tough, man.
Yep.
They're nasty, they're mean, but I think we're more talented.
Look, here's the deal. Where do you stand on this team at this stage? I know this is an easier question to answer, you know, next week. But what about this week? Do you think they're a legit Super Bowl contender? Here's why I say yes. The record puts them in the fight. Other than Detroit, I don't think anyone's that good. And frankly, I don't think Detroit's that great. AJ and Saquon are huge. Jalen's playing better. The defense is playing way better. I like the coordinators. And I like the head coach a lot more than most people. I know I do. Where do you stand? 215-592-9494. It's great at the midway point of the season or thereabout. To feel in on the Eagles. Are you? All right, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. You know, these glasses I'm wearing, this whole thing's a pain in the butt for me because I'm reading stuff now.
Because you look really bad?
John, because I have to bring the paper.
Like an inch, not even, like
so
less than an inch from
face.
Your face. Like, it doesn't look possible to read that close. I feel like it would just be, like, a mess.
I also had a fiasco in the commercial break with my eyes. So I just went to the bathroom, like a good boy, washed my hands. But thought I had all the soap off my hands, but I didn't.
Uh-oh.
Rubbed my eyes, rubbed soap right into the eyes.
Oh, buddy.
Not a good start to a Tuesday morning. Not a good start.
And might improve your vision, though.
And then when I put my glasses on, I see Richie's face. It gets even worse.
That is so bad.
At least it's like smudged up and
Dude,
stuff. You don't have to see it clearly.
I could not believe. And then I looked down at my hands. I'm like, oh my God, I still have soap. No wonder my eyes are burning right now. And I started
You're ready to do it. You're on fire to start the day
horrible,
today.
Horrible start. All right, are the Eagles legit? Are they a legit Super Bowl contender? Yes or no? Why or why not? 215-592-9494. Jimmy kicks us off this morning. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
Doing great, Jimmy.
Good. Yeah, I'm super excited about this team. I think...
Is your last name Olsen?
I'm sorry?
Is your last name Olsen?
He's not a fictional character.
No, my last name is Brown. Jim Brown.
Whoa!
Even better.
That's awesome, Jim Brown.
Yeah,
so, are you a huge fullback fan?
Well, unless that's really annoying. I mean, that might be an annoying reality for you.
No, it's great. I live in Manhasset, where Jim Brown went to high school.
Wow!
And
so there's Jim Brown Street and stuff everywhere. You must feel good about that.
Yeah,
or you feel inadequate.
Everybody asked for my autograph. It's
all right, Jimmy. What do you got? What do you got on the Eagles?
Super excited about the Eagles. I think if healthy, I think they're the best team in the NFL.
There you go, Jimmy Brown.
Joe, I think you said 26 might be the MVP. I think if healthy, he will be the MVP. He's averaging 6 yards a carry. I mean,
he won't be the MVP because he's a running back.
He might be, James.
No, he'll be the offensive player of the year. No, they don't give it to running backs.
He might be this year.
I'll bet you $1 million that a quarterback wins
MVP.
Neither
of us has $1 million, so we're not going to bet.
Last year, we saw the year where, like, if any year a running back was going to win MVP, it would have been Christian McCaffrey last year. Mahomes. Mahomes didn't even have that great a year. He was good.
And Mahomes
McCaffrey was the MVP last year, and everyone knew it. He won offensive player of the year. Running backs just don't win it anymore. It's over.
Look, I don't think it's as clear-cut as James says, but I get his point. It's hard. It would probably be a Mahomes-Saquon thing again right now, if I had to guess.
I bet you Saquon's not even in the top, like, 5 to 10 of odds. I'll look it up.
Well,
I thought I would never see a running back as good as number 20 from Detroit, and I think this guy is just as good and stronger and maybe faster.
He's definitely faster. Barry Sanders was a 4.6 in the 40 guy, 4.7 in the 40 guy.
Look, Jimmy, I loved Barry Sanders, but people are going to throw me out a window when I say this. Oh, I always thought he was a little overrated, and I'm going to tell you why. Because they took him off the field on third and ones and on goal lines. They took him off the field. Like, that's why I always said Emmitt over Barry. Barry Sanders at the goal line was a detriment. I'm sorry to break the news to all you Barry Sanders lovers. I'm one of them, but I keep it real. I mean,
friend of the program.
I know.
Wow.
Anyway, Jimmy, good call. I mean,
real quick, do you want to guess how many players are in front of Saquon Barkley in the odds to an MVP?
All right, I'm going
to
try. Let's do them by name. So I would say Mahomes is Goff in front of him? I'm going to say no.
You'd be wrong. Goff is way in front of him.
Okay.
Not even close.
Help
odds
us out, Rhea John. Who else here?
My point is,
hold on, James.
Okay. Josh Allen.
Who? Of course, any quarterback you name is going to be in front.
Hold on, James. That's two. That's three.
Okay.
Who else?
You said Lamar.
Lamar, of course, is in front.
Okay, that's four.
Lamar's the favorite.
Brock.
Yes.
Wow.
Just name a quarterback, and it's yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm going.
Is Hurts in front of him?
Yeah, dude. Hurts is fourth for MVP odds. Just so you know, other quarterbacks, just
and
quarterbacks.
See, that's a joke.
Real
Saquon
quick, just
so
ready. Here are some names of quarterbacks who have better odds to win MVP than Saquon. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Jared Goff, Justin Herbert, Kirk Cousins, Jordan Love, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith has better odds to win MVP than Saquon Barkley. I'm just illustrating
that's
my point. Matthew Stafford has better odds. Like, just pointing out, a running back is not winning MVP anymore.
Well, that's a shame because that's really not fair. I mean,
it's
guys,
quarterback award.
We watch the Eagles play. We know Saquon has been significantly better than Jalen. I mean, we see it. So, I mean, that's what a joke. All right, look, well, I mean, take that up with the voters, I guess. 215-592-9494. That's irritating, though. That's not fair to Saquon. Hey, when you call in today, I'll tell you what's very fair to you. You got a shot to win a pair of tickets to the Flyers game. Flyers versus the Avalanche. Game coming up November 18th. That's a Monday night. It's Dollar Dog Night presented by Dietz and Watson. Get your tickets at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. That's PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. All right, John. So I saw earlier today, it has now been 70 years since Ellis Island closed as an active spot for, you know, people to come through and be processed, the whole deal. Now it's still open as a tourist attraction. But I remember growing up, my mom would talk about Ellis Island, and I know that my grandparents had talked about it. I relatives come through Ellis Island. Here's the deal. We'll ask you today when you call in at 215-592-9494, what makes you think of the old times? What's one of those things maybe your parents used to talk about, your grandparents used to talk about? Maybe you yourself experience if you're old enough. Look, it doesn't have to be exactly 100 years ago, but I think we're aiming for that general range, early 20th century kind of stuff. You know, 100 years ago, 75 years ago, 125, I don't know. But the old days, the old times, what's old timey? John Ritchie, best answer, but let me give an example. The milkman.
Oh, yeah.
Milkman's never come around to my house.
Me neither.
But I sure as heck know.
I remember being a little.
Do you
I remember
really?
Crawling and having those little bottles. I remember those bottles, that jar at our front door.
Okay.
No, it was like a big metal canister at the front door.
Age will be a factor in how people relate to
this. And I think where
this.
You grew up, too. Like
well, for sure.
I think that's more of a Mechanicsburg thing than where we grew up.
I don't know about that, maybe. James. I
know that it lasted longer, I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, he's out in the boondocks.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh,
that's all I'm saying.
John, do they have indoor plumbing right now where you grew up?
Okay. You know my mom didn't, right?
I do not.
She did not have that
I
when she was growing up.
All right, John, what makes you, and again, everyone, 215 800-592-9494. What's old timey? What makes you think of those olden days? John, what hit you?
How about, when was the last time a company manufactured a new water fountain? A water fountain for the wall.
It's not hygienic.
I guess not, but that's too recent for me. I go to my kids, you know, middle school volleyball game, and I like going and drinking out of the water fountain, and
yeah.
You can't find them in, like, newer buildings.
Here's the reason I don't like that as an answer to this question. We had a major controversy in Philadelphia sports this century around a water fountain. Rhea? The opening of the link, remember there was no water fountains?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I forgot no, about I totally that.
Forgot about that one? That was 2003.
So you're going to share, like, water fountains people... with 70,000 people?
Well, maybe.
Oh, that was a good
gosh.
Idea.
All right, James, give me an answer here. What's old-timey? What right. old-timer than the
I
water
I just
got to
set this up so that everyone doesn't think there is anything coming after this. I'm just using this right now to say my answer.
Read all about.
Yeah. The old school little paper boy that I bring you. That is a classic old-timey sound, old-timey thing.
Yes, it is. Rhea, right. Give me an answer. Everyone, 215-592-9494. What's got that old-time feel?
So I had a thing in my house. I brought it. Remember when you were a kid and you would go to school, show and tell?
Yes.
I brought in.
Different, by the way, than South Philadelphia show and tell.
Yes, it is. Very, very much different than that. I brought in a hidden flask in a book from the Prohibition era. Did not go over well with the nuns.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't. I thought it was just cool.
The flask is a great one.
I didn't realize it was, you know, alcohol at the time.
Yeah, boy, that just made me think of another answer. I'm going to write down as a potential winning answer, and I'll just say it's nasty, and it could win. All right, there is something tonight. It's going to be fascinating in Philadelphia sports, and I want to introduce this topic. A lot today on the Eagles. You know, whether they're a legit Super Bowl contender or not, why or why not, what do you think is holding you back or others back of the 35% that say no from our poll result yesterday? But tonight, Joel Embiid makes his debut. And so we ask you this Twitter, and by the way, I'll just say this real quick before we get to the Twitter poll question, because the Sixers have achieved something that is almost impossible this season. So they're 2-7. They've played 9 games.
You really have to hold it that close.
I do, John. I really do. I really, like, out here,
Jimmy,
I can't.
Can you see
can't
this?
Can't read
it's
it.
It's unbelievable.
Can't read. I'll tell you when I can read the numbers.
Okay, nope. We're going from right 6 inches to 5. It's like 5, 6 inches. Yeah.
It's 6 inches from Joe's face.
Yeah.
That's why.
This is with no glasses and no contacts. I took the glasses off. Full disclosure for people listening. Yeah.
Thank
all
you.
Right, here's what the Sixers have achieved. I don't know if achieved is the right word.
Why do you
word.
Even have glasses?
Exactly.
Well, the glasses I'm struggling to reclose. That's why I'm taking them off.
Got it. It's okay. I was just wondering.
Because normally I have the contacts in and then the readers.
I was just wondering. It looks difficult. Hey, that's all.
I took my glasses off. I took my glasses off to see.
Yep.
Maybe I'm similarly bad. Maybe I need to hold it 6 inches from my face like you do. I can't see anything.
Well, go
if
to the
it's
doc.
6 inches from my... No, I'm saying I can't see anything if it's 6 inches from my face like that.
Different people with different eyes.
You shouldn't be having to do that.
There's nearsighted, there's farsighted. Two different things.
This is absurd what you're doing, man. So, you need help. Real help.
I got to call the doc. So here's what the Sixers have achieved, which is almost impossible through 9 games. 9 games in, they're 8.5 games out.
Yeah, 12-0 team helps, but
there's a 12-0 team. The Sixers, you know, incredibly, if Cleveland had played 2 more games and got 2 more wins, they'd be 14-0, and the Sixers would be 9.5 out after 9 games. That
would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
I've never seen that.
So
actually,
Cleveland's played 3 more games than the Sixers, but here's the bottom line: Sixers are 2-7. All right, here's what I'm driving at related to tonight. It's a really fascinating, I think, topic. Because tonight around 7, whatever, we're going to find out how people react. Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet.
Armin, going to help you read that?
No, we're good.
I can read it aloud or something.
Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. Here's the poll question. If you were attending tonight's Sixers game, how would you greet Joel Embiid when he is introduced? John, here are the 3 choices. Get right on the record where you stand or don't stand. A, standing ovation. B, normal pregame cheer, which is cheer but sit. C, boo. Joel's first game this year. Tumultuous offseason, tumultuous start to the season. John, what would you do?
Holy cow. This is a little
restrictive.
That
was restrictive. A long pause there, yeah.
It's restrictive.
What's
feel,
restrictive?
What are the other options?
What, like, do nothing? You need that?
You'd sit silently,
yeah,
I guess.
Come on. I mean, this is sports. No one sits there and does nothing. You cheer or you boo, and the question is to what degree.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I would not personally be booing, but I would find it so hard to feel positively about the fact that it's not the start of the season. And here we are, and we don't even know if he's going to suit up the game after this because he might not be capable of suiting up the game.
Is there an answer anywhere?
I'm wondering.
Do we need choice D? Do nothing?
Maybe.
I'll say B. I would be.
James, let me ask this question.
I would stand up and give a normal little.
Yeah, James, in John's defense, do we need a choice D? Do nothing? I'm serious.
No, John's just struggling. I had an answer ready to go like that.
I think that's fair. Stand and.
There you go. We got there.
But I'm not overjoyed.
Well,
I don't
certainly
want
not.
Of course not. Yeah, I'm not doing a standing ovation or whatever. Sit there and clap. Whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean. So my point is B. Answer B. Normal pregame cheer.
All right, Rhea, you're hardcore boo, right?
No, I don't. I'm not a booer. I'm one of those ones like, ugh. Mm-hmm. But I would be a do nothing. Just kind of.
Do we need a choice D? Seriously, do we need a do nothing?
I know that's probably what I would do. I would just kind of see what's going on.
James, we might need a choice day. We got two people here basically saying choice day.
Maybe it's hard to know what to do. So
I'm not giving a standing ovation, that's for sure.
Well, I'm certainly not giving a standing ovation. I'm not in the mood for a pregame cheer, but I'm not normally a booer.
You're the one who came up with this poll. These are your choices.
Sorry, maybe I should have had a D. Sit there and do nothing.
It's the glasses.
I'll add sit there and do nothing if you want me to.
Neither boo nor cheer. Okay, I'm adding it. Choice D. No cheer, no boo. Okay, we'll see. Look.
I need to see what he does.
No, but this is your choice before the game.
I know. That's why the choice is very hard. I want to see what he looks like and the way he acts.
Here's the point, though. To everyone listening, you hear our consternation and, frankly, confusion. You hear it, right? The last 3 minutes speaks to it. What would you do tonight? And I know some of you are going tonight. And I know most of you are not. What would you do? If hypothetically, you're at this game, what would you do? Joel is introduced. Look, here's the positive side of the ledger. He's our guy. He's been their best player since Allen Iverson. That's clear. He's the only hope they have in the immediacy to win a championship. That's obvious. Without him, they absolutely stink. That was clear last February and March. That was clear again at the start of this year. Since we last saw him, he did win an Olympic gold medal representing our nation. That's kind of cool. Okay, that's the positive side of the ledger. And by the way, him coming back represents hope for the remainder of the season. That's the positive side. The negative side of the ledger is he probably should not have played in the Olympics. We're frustrated with the way he rehabs and prepares. He has said some ridiculous comments in the last couple. Oh, by the way, the other positive side of the ledger, he does deserve sympathy given the Marcus Hayes reality. He does deserve sympathy for what was written about him in relation to his dead brother. That was inappropriate. He deserves support there. But the negative side of the ledger might be how he handled it. Plus, the rehab. Plus, we wonder if we're entering the abyss here where he can never give them what he used to be able to give them, which wasn't even enough, but was certainly one of the best players in the league that, would typically play 60 games a year. Maybe he can't even do that anymore. So, I mean, this is a tough one. And by the way, his preparation or lack thereof for the season, capabilities or lack thereof the season, have put them in a hell of a hole. Again, this is game 10, 9 games in, they're already 8.5 games out. So what would you do tonight if you're there at the Wells Fargo Center, Matt Cord, the process, Joel Embiid? What do you do? 215-592-9494. I'll never try to imitate Matt Cord again. He's got a phone.
Please don't.
No. Dan in Philadelphia. Dan, what would you do tonight?
I would not go to the game because I hate the 76ers. So the choice D.
Man,
I hate Joel Embiid, not as a human being, as an athlete. Let's just get that straight. I hate the Sixers organization. I mean, I am almost convinced at this point that if they won a championship, I it wouldn't affect my life either way. And I'm a huge 4-for-4.
I tend to think you would come back around on that, but
I don't, Joe. I really don't think so. I cannot stand this organization.
I don't like them as an organization either. But they are still our team, man.
I didn't say they weren't our team, but at this point, I don't like this team. So
I got you.
But if you want to talk about a real organization like the Philadelphia Eagles,
okay, let's go for it.
I, I think this week is definitely a litmus test, definitely for the defense. So, I mean, they've been playing good. I have no complaints, but, like, you're going to go up against a really good all-around offense, not just one piece. So, you know, they got good receivers, good running back, good quarterback. So it's all around, and I really think this is going to show or not show exactly what the Eagles are going to be moving forward.
If Washington's legit, Dan, the one thing I'll say that clouds it is they really haven't faced many tough teams either.
One team, one win, I think, against a team with a winning record.
Yeah, I mean, even that Chicago win when they won on that Hail Mary, I mean, Chicago's lost every game since, and they're probably going to have below .500 record. You know, like,
they already are below .500. Yeah.
All right, 4-5?
4-5, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's the best team we probably faced this season. I mean.
Well, I do feel confident it's the best since Green Bay. Well, and then there's Cincy. No, I think they're probably the best since Green Bay.
They're definitely, yeah. I mean, they're 7-3.
Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. It feels like that old school rival again with the Redskins. So, I do think this is going to set up what we are for the rest of the season.
Well, it is a fascinating game. All right, Dan, give me an answer here. What makes you think of the old days?
I had a different answer, but I was driving home from my buddy's house this weekend. How about drive-in movie theaters?
Drive-in movie theaters, a good answer. Still around, but
right by my house.
Much less prominent. Drive-in movie theaters. Guys, are we even going to have movies in 75 years?
Yeah, movies are doing good again.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I mean, it's scaled down from what it used to be, but movies about a good couple years here.
Joe,
I mean,
there's
had some big hits, man.
Near us, the AMC Fashion District. I go there all the time.
Like even like Beetlejuice was just a massive hit. Like there a lot. This was a good summer for movies.
I question how big it is. All right, John. Beetlejuice,
like Deadpool and Wolverine, massive hit.
John, I hadn't
Inside
heard.
Inside Out 2 was a massive
one.
Hit.
All right, John, I hadn't heard. John, I hadn't heard of Beetlejuice. Have you heard of it?
Of course.
Oh, God.
I mean, it was a massive hit. No. It had like over 100 million its opening weekend.
You get Some People Magazine.
Yeah, but I read what I want to read.
And a lot of there was crossover, Joe, with the Monday night game, the Thursday night game. You know, like there was sports crossover with that, too.
It was a pretty big deal when it happened, like, beginning of September.
I think movies are taking a big hit. But all right, Dallas Cowboys are taking a big hit. Two pieces of audio. One is kind of comical. The other is, I don't even know what to make of what Micah Parsons said. It's certainly disrespectful. Let's start with Jerry Jones. So obviously the sunlight was an issue in the stadium the other day. And after the game, Jerry Jones was interviewed about it. We saw the CeeDee Lamb moment. This was just preposterous. You would never have this issue with Jeffrey Lurie and the Eagles. Here's Jerry Jones after the game.
By the way, we know where the sun's going to be when we decide to flip the coin or not. So we do know where the damn sun's going to be in our own stadium.
Why not put the curtains up?
Why not mitigate that?
What?
The sun and the ceiling
died. Well, let's just tear the damn stadium down, build another. You kidding me?
But it's not, you don't have
Everybody's
to go that way.
Everybody's got the same thing. Every team that comes in here has the same issues. They know where the sun's going to be. So every team has the same thing.
So is it more on Mike not understanding where the sun is and not calling
us? I'm saying the world knows where the sun is. You get to know that almost a year in advance. So someone asked me about the sun and said, about the sun, where's the moon? But we're fine, but everybody plays in the sun out here.
I got to tell you, man,
oh my God.
Thank God this guy's not our owner. So, John, other than the moon being invoked, which is like out of nowhere, like, where's the moon? Other than that absurdity, to me, the most absurd thing in that answer, maybe even more absurd than the moon being invoked, when he's asked, why not just put the curtains up? And he says, well, why not just tear down the stadium and build a new one?
Yeah, it seems like an aggressive leap to take there.
Like,
yeah.
A curtain costs like $20. Right. A new stadium might cost $5 billion.
They put them up
for concerts.
I know, have
them. Just pay someone.
It feels
so much. Couple bucks to put the curtains up.
It feels so much like when I tell my 13-year-old that it's important for her to try the avocado. She doesn't want to.
Yep.
She throws a fit, slams the door. It's Armageddon, and then it really wasn't. There was nothing that it was not that big a deal. This is not that big a problem.
Well, Jerry Jones is a buffoon. I didn't used to think he was a buffoon. I thought he was a bad GM. I didn't think he was a buffoon. This is buffoonery. I mean, this is like next level. You know, why not tear the stadium down? Build a new one. Oh, that's a reasonable response.
Okay, he is spoken to on a much more regular basis than most owners.
By a billion.
Probably all.
He's got the radio show.
He talks after every game. Yeah. Like, Lurie talks once a year.
He's also a GM guy, though. What he is is
I know, but he's still, attention he talks guy. A ton.
He wants the attention. He wants the eyeballs.
There's another sure word for it.
I know, and I'm avoiding that word. That's right.
What is it? It feels as though that concept might need to be revisited by the organization. You know,
of course.
Maybe that should be dialed back.
He's in charge. The organization is the problem.
Yeah. It's a joke.
Again, the guy owns the radio station that interviews him.
All right, now let's listen to Micah Parsons.
That was insane.
So obviously Parsons is one of the great defensive players in pro football, but we've long heard, you know, maybe not the best team guy organization-wise. This answer, look, you can say what you want about Mike McCarthy, but this is straight disrespect by Micah Parsons about Mike McCarthy after the game. Listen to Parsons after the game talking about his coach.
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. But guys, I kind of feel bad for his guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year or on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
Wow. I didn't have a problem till the end. Like, the first part, I kind of get it. All right, I get it. Like, Zach Martin will not. Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl. Like, I get that end line is.
There's no coming back.
Wow,
from that.
Dude. I mean,
there's a way to prop up your teammates, and it's admirable to prop up your teammates, but you just blast your coach like
How does Mike McCarthy address
back?
That's a great question. Go and stand in front of that defense or that team. This is incredible humiliation for a head coach.
Well, he's got to do something, and it should have been done yesterday. Maybe it was.
Something
he said
needs to be
spoken.
Done.
You know what it should be, Ray? What Charlie Manuel said to Howard Askin.
You want to take it outside?
Why don't you drop by my office?
Yeah.
I love that one. That's a go-to impression. No,
I do pretty good with that one, right?
That's probably why you love it.
Hey, Howard, why don't you drop by my office then?
Not too bad. Let's think about why.
What a joke. Wow. I mean, Parsons. I mean,
why was he saying that?
Because he doesn't respect him.
Let's think about.
He was asked about the job security or something.
Right. Players in the NFL, you guys know my theory.
Okay.
Every player is going to parrot some things that they hear during the week because that's all they're living.
We just heard Saquon
football.
Do it. Saquon
that's
just used that Nick Sirianni quote.
I think
like when he was talking.
If you like them.
I'm just telling you the parroting, it's unintentional at times.
Okay.
So where did this get parroted from?
Not from Mike McCarthy.
No, of course not.
Okay.
I'm just wondering.
Well, city of Dallas.
Who was this conversation originally?
His friends and his family in the city of Dallas that says Mike McCarthy stinks.
Let's hope. But it could be deeper than that. What if it's deeper than that?
What if that's
a conversation that was had in, you know, confidence with someone in the organization.
Look, I think
everyone knows Micah Parsons isn't going anywhere.
I think a lot of people down there think Mike McCarthy's a joke. The problem is, first off, do I think he's as much a joke as people say? Probably not. The guy did win 12 games 3 years in a row. He did win a Super Bowl years ago. Do I think he's a good coach? No. But, I mean, that is straight disrespect by Micah Parsons, who, by the way, missed a chunk of time and contributed to them losing. I mean, let's not act like Micah Parsons. And I'm not saying it's his fault he got injured, but he got injured.
It's the same level of disinterest, almost, the way that Micah has dealt with this season. It feels like the way the front office has dealt with the season also. It feels like a strange degree of aloofness. With this Dallas Cowboys team, like within the team?
Yeah, but I'll say this.
Ownership to player?
Yeah,
I
don't think aloofness is the right word. I don't think Micah Parsons is aloof.
No.
I think he intentionally was being disrespectful.
He's a bright guy. We've heard him talk a lot.
Definitely
like
a bright
guy. That was not just like a slip up. Like he knows what he's saying.
He went where he wanted to go. He laid it out. He laid the coach out rough.